This plan would tax fossil fuels at the source, whether a tanker of foreign oil coming into port or coal coming out of a mine. 25% of that money would be used to invest in cleaner alternative energies. The other 75% would be paid at a flat rate to each person in the nation in a monthly check to offset the higher energy prices. James Boyce at the University of Massachusetts Amherst is one of the authors of the new report analyzing the legislation. He says for most people, that monthly check will more than cover the higher costs of fossil fuels.
So for the typical family, they'll be paying more in higher prices on the one hand, and they'll be getting back a dividend check on the other hand.
Boyce says since people in the highest income brackets tend to use a lot more energy, they'll actually come up a little short. Boyce says this cap and dividend plan also has fewer loopholes to be exploited by special interests. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham.